This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Shadowbinders podcast. This podcast is actually at ZenkeyCon in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where we are guests this year, which is pretty cool. As always, I'm your host, Tom Pratt, and with me is my wife, Cambria Pratt.
Hello.
And we're actually at our table in the dealer room. It is Friday. It's the first day of the con. It just started a couple hours ago. And it's pretty busy.
Yeah, it's very busy. They said it gets busier and busier every year, and they have to expand it.
Well, they said I was talking to the gentleman in charge of ops, and he said that they're not exactly sure where they're going to go if they have to expand it because they're sort of running out of room. And this is in the Lancaster County Convention Center, which is really a pretty good-sized venue.
And it's beautiful. And plus, they have a historic building inside the convention center. They built the convention center around it.
Yeah, it's very cool. There's a three-story Victorian home inside the convention center, and we're actually going to be there later for a meet and greet, which is really cool, and we're really looking forward to that. But yeah, there's actually a house inside this convention center. So it's in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is very, very pretty.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And yeah, so it's been a pretty good day so far. It didn't start until about 2. We did opening ceremony.
Yeah, opening ceremonies were 2. And then, you know, it was kind of rushed. We weren't sure what we were doing. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, oh.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hey, we're podcasting. Would you like to say something? No. Oh, okay.
This put you on the spot.
I know. We have.
These are cute because they're square. That's what
they are. They're
okay.
These are cute because they are square.
Says Fiona.
The square pillows.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam makes little square pillows and.
Yeah. Yep. I had a lot of little Minecraft stuff too, but I didn't bring those with me, so I just made my little bunnies and narwhals.
Yeah, Cam made narwhals.
I did.
Narwhals are cool.
If our son were here, he'd sing the song for you.
He would. I'm not singing the narwhal.
But he knows all the words. He sings it all the time. He's like, Mom, make narwhals. I'm like, okay. I'll do that.
Gotta do narwhals.
That's right, you gotta. That sounds wrong, but yeah, you gotta do narwhals.
So Alice was just here, and she gave us some cookies.
Yes, they say eat me. They're very cute.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to grow or shrink, but they look very good.
They're very cute, yes.
It's been busy. We've seen a lot of cosplayers.
A lot.
Renaissance Robin. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You never. That is neat. I've never seen, like, a Batman.
Yeah.
Renaissance Robin and Batman. That's awesome.
Very cool. But yeah, it's a pretty busy convention. I was really surprised. I mean, Lancaster is a fairly large area, but I did not expect it to be this big of a venue.
No, it's pretty big. I'm excited because since it's Victorian Edwardian theme this year, there's a lot of steampunk costumes and stuff, and I was like, yay!
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're we're going to be playing Cards Against Humanity tomorrow night, which we've never played.
That'd be an interesting podcast.
And, yeah, I think we're going to be playing with Matt Mercer, who's a voice actor.
Who else are we playing with? I don't even remember. I don't remember.
I don't know. It's going to be late, and I think we're going to need a lot of alcohol, but
you keep saying that. You don't need to.
I am dead serious, but no, it should be pretty fun. We had the primer in the green room, and I'm not, you know.
You did? I didn't see it.
What?
Wait, did you see the cards?
I saw Matt, our handler Matt, was trying to explain it to me, and I had a handful of cars. So I'm like, wow, these are racially offensive. They're
really?
Religiously offensive. They're just offensive.
It's just for fun.
But everybody expects it to be fun.
You're just offensive. I mean, you tip people off right and left.
I know.
You just attack trouble. You're just trouble.
Well, he said that the cars used to be a lot more rapey, and I'm like, oh dear.
Oh, that was, who was telling you that? Matt.
Yeah, so they've actually toned down Cards Against Humanity.
Was that
about the... Or no, was that Greg?
I think it was Greg. Told you that.
Yeah, so, so this will be...
Get it right, man. Get it right.
This will be interesting. We'll see how it goes. Okay, well, we're back. It's actually day two of the convention at ZenkaiCon here in Lancaster. We got a little sidetracked last night. We didn't get a chance to record much more because we got very, very busy.
Yeah, we had the meet and greet.
Yeah, they had a VIP meet and greet, which is actually inside of a Victorian home that's inside the convention center. And if you go out to shadowbinders.com, I'm going to be posting some video that Cam took, or go to our Facebook page, and you can actually see this house. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, sorry the video isn't the greatest, but it's really hard to get the size of this building with a camera that's turned sideways. You just can't do it. But I think there's some pictures of it when we're walking up towards it at one point.
Yeah, we didn't get as much video of the interior because we didn't really walk around the building too much. They pretty much took us to the room that the event was in, which was nice. I mean,
it was a beautiful
it's room. A beautiful, beautiful building. And we just kind of hung out for an hour or two with some of the voice actors and the VIP guests.
Mm-hmm.
And, the food was good.
Yes, they had these little mini burgers.
Mini
really
burgers
cute.
On pretzel buns.
They were cute. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was different. I thought it was cool. We did that intervention also. We did the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. VIPs. That was cool.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to do that for sure.
Yeah, so we did that and pretty much came back to the hotel.
And started working on our panels for today. So today we're doing Webcomics 101, and which we do a lot of times, for people who want to start questions or whatever. And if any of you ever want to start or need some help with yours and have a question, never hesitate to ask us, and we'll do what we can to help. And then we're doing a steampunk fantasy and creating your worlds panel.
Yeah, so that's going to be kind of the different approaches to world building.
Yeah.
And
and then there's a writing workshop I want to go to today. I mean, I always try to go to writing workshops if I see them because, I mean, I always can learn new things. I'm not the best writer ever, so I'm glad to go.
I think you're pretty good.
Well, thank you. But I'll gladly try to pick up anything I can pick up to help.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that, and today's going to be like the shot out of the cannon day, I think. It's going to be very busy. I mean, we'll try to podcast throughout the event. Usually we do it from the table. If we run into people who want to talk, we can always...
Well, don't start asking people randomly. Hey, you're at my table. You want to be on my podcast? Those poor girls are like, you know, what?
I had the phone. They look chatty. So
I mean, I would never do that. Tom's just, I guess, I don't know. He's just more gutsy than I am. I would never do that to somebody. But then today, at the end of the day, we have to play the Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity with, let's see what we have, a voice actor, Matt Mercer. And some guys who
did a nostalgic show.
Nostalgic show. Yeah, okay.
They were funny.
Yeah, they were
and
very funny.
They were nice.
And Uncle Yo? Is Uncle Yo?
No, he's not going to be there. Okay. But, so I was talking to Tom before we did this, and I was like, I just realized I'm the only girl playing Cards Against Humanity with a bunch of guys. So I have to do well because I have to, represent.
Yeah. I mean, probably be 18 plus. I'd say, well, if I could record some of that, put in the podcast.
I'll have to get my feminist butt kicking on.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hold your own. I mean, I saw some. We've never played it before, and I saw some of the cards.
So let me ask you honestly, how do you think I'm going to do when you saw the cards? And knowing how I am.
Oh, I don't know. The Pope jokes might offend you.
I'm not Catholic.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It could go one of two ways. Either you could. Very embarrassed, or you could just be like, yeah, bring it.
Like I usually am. bring it.
So it'll be interesting. I don't think we're going to go too far with that because, your husband's sitting right next to you.
It's just playing cards. You're not doing anything. They're like strip Cards Against Humanity or anything like that because then I'd clear the room.
I hope not. They had like a burlesque show or something.
Oh, I wanted to see that. Did we miss it?
What?
I did. Everybody says they're good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll... Well, I guess we'll go because he's looking at me like, what's wrong with you? So.
Okay. Max might sing for us at the panel.
There you go. Sometimes I sing, but I'm not doing it today. My voice is going. Just pick something. You have like 4 minutes.
Let's hear it for Max. Big round of applause for Max. He's a braver man than I am.
Oh, you don't want to hear him sing, trust me.
So we're actually back at the hotel room now. That was Max, and I know that was a really random thing. He was kind enough to sing for us while we're getting ready at our panel.
Yeah, we had extra time, and we didn't know what to do with we were waiting for people to come in. So we were sitting there looking at us, and Tom's like, hey, you want to sing? We tried that at the webcomic panel, too, and no one would do that there either.
No, we actually had a different audience there. Yeah, so we had, let me see here, since this morning, we actually had two panels. We did the Webcomics 101 panel, which we do at pretty much every convention I think we're invited to as guests.
I just feel bad because you're trying to cram so much information at them in a short amount of time.
Yeah, some people, their heads are sore. I mean, we have people that are like, I'm already doing a comic. I just want to know how to advertise it. Or you have other people that are like, I don't even know what program to use to draw a comic. And so that's always a hard one to...
Because you can't... It take you forever to go into detail enough. And we were pointing them in the direction of resources and such.
Yeah, so we had Cam actually put together a sheet with a lot of some of the different... comic collectives out there, and you know, Project Wonderful, and some of the different marketing options, and you know, different Facebook groups that they want to check out, and hopefully, you know, I think some people will get something out of that. We actually had some people come to us after the convention and ask us to email them a copy of it because we'd run out of handouts.
You said that, right?
Yeah, I did send them. Okay. Yeah, so it was pretty good. I think we had a pretty decent sized audience for that one, and then about an hour later, we had. Steam Fantasy World Building.
That one was a bigger audience, I think. We had a lot more. We had more people there, don't you think?
Yeah, and that one kind of went off the deep end. We started.
That was fun. That wasn't deep end. That was fun.
Well, we started out and we were talking about some different anime and video games that blended the steampunk genre with fantasy. You know, so we talked about Howl's Moving Castle and Final Fantasy and that sort of thing, and then. You know, as we're going through what we plan to talk about, we're like, oh, geez, we have like a half an hour left. So.
That was funny. Tom had an idea that they were going to have the audience build a world. So
yeah.
They did.
Yeah, we did. We actually, it was a random, I mean, it was, you know, I thought of it a little bit this morning and tried to talk myself out of it. And then it was like, yeah, we need like to kill a half an hour. So what are we going to do? So we just sort of went around the audience and people blurted out names for different things and, you know, different kinds of races that could live in this world. And, you know, and they came up with some pretty funny stuff, I think.
It was funny. It was very funny. And the people were very, very into it. They were all quick to help make up the world and the characters. And
yeah, we had some really interesting things. So we did that. I think Cam got some video of that.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit that we're going to put on. But it was pretty cool. It was fun. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. And that could have gone so wrong.
Luckily, we had a good audience who was quick to volunteer and help. And
yeah, we did. I mean, yeah, I think that's one key. You know, when we do these panels, it really depends on
you never know
the audience. And
we've had some ones with the Webcomic 101 where they already knew their questions. Mm-hmm. And it was a great panel because, like, they had questions. We knew where we were going. And then other times, it's like... We're trying to, like, teach at them, and I feel bad because I'm afraid it's boring. But they all said it wasn't. So
Yeah. And the people, you know, who are there to learn about, you know, getting their comics online, I mean, they're going to, you know, take something away from it, hopefully. And I think people, maybe they have, you know, different expectations of what it is going into it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no, we're not talking about Homestuck, sorry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not talking about comics that you should go read.
Right.
We're talking
right.
about, you know, how you put your own on the internet.
Yeah. So, Yeah, it went pretty well, and it was busy today. It was really busy.
Oh, my
busy.
Gosh, it's so busy here.
Yeah, this is insane. I mean, I know we've said it before, you know, as we're sort of taping these podcast segments, but ZenkaiCon is much busier than we expect it to be.
Yeah, it's very busy. It's very cool.
Yeah, I expected a kind of a medium-sized show, but it's a lot larger than I expected. It's packed. I mean, it's absolutely packed. And we're gonna be doing the Cards Against Humanity. So
Tom's very nervous about this.
I am. I've never played it before, and I've heard
I'm the only girl with all guys. So.
Oh boy,
I mentioned that earlier. Sorry if I did.
No, it's okay. And that's in the big room. So, and
he goes, it'll fill up. So
yeah, and then our new friend Greg he does game shows at Anime Cons, and he's gonna be doing a Doctor Who themed game show. Around 8 o'clock, I think he calls it Shut the TARDIS. Mm-hmm. So that should be pretty fun. So we're going to go check that out.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we'll probably do more of this later and splice it together. So this one's kind of jumpy because we're doing it in different parts. So we might come back 5 hours later and do another part and so on.
Yeah, I'm going to try when I edit this, I'm going to try to smooth out some of the bumps. But we're basically just recording a couple minutes here and there as we're doing the convention. Because some people really don't know how that works, you know, from the guest side of it, I think. Obviously, I don't think we can go in the green room and record people. They'd appreciate that.
I don't think so either. But they don't appreciate it, too, when they're looking at our table, and Tom's like, hey, you want to be on our podcast?
Oh, I did that to a couple people, yeah.
They didn't like that too much. I don't blame them. I'd be like, get out of my face, weirdo.
Yeah, but that's what's cool about being able to use the iPhone to record. You know, because we're just like, hey, here's my phone. Talk into my phone.
That sounds wrong.
Yes.
You're just, okay.
Do you want some candy? but yeah, so we're going to get ready and do that. I think we're going to go out and maybe shoot some more video tonight. And, you know, it's hard to really convey. I mean, it seems like the video we have a lot, it's the same, like, main hallway. But there's actually a lot more to the convention. Like, there's a hall upstairs. Floors, there's the game rooms. There are...
there's like 4 floors, I think, that... different levels that have things going on.
I'm gonna go on record saying, you know, ZenkaiCon is incredibly well organized. I mean, you know, certainly isn't a slight against any of the other conventions we've been to, but they're very on the ball, especially for a con, you know, this size.
I think they have a couple I think are really well organized as well that we go to.
So that's it for now. I'm sure we'll talk again in a little bit. Okay, now we're at the end of day 2, and we just got back from Cards Against Humanity.
That was interesting, but that fun. Was
the first time we've ever played it, and lucky us, we got to play it on a stage in a large panel room that was completely packed.
I don't know how many people were in there. A lot.
They were seeing more on the wall.
Well, that line when we came in, we thought it was for something else. The line wrapped around the halls, and it was for this.
Yeah, it was. It was so weird because we were playing with the guys from Nostalgia Critic, and Matt Mercer, the voice actor, and us, and
lots of people watching.
Lots of people watching. So Cam did pretty good though.
I got 3.
Got 3. There were some really funny ones though. I don't remember all of them, but I think we all agreed that Auschwitz is best pony.
Yeah, Auschwitz is best pony.
Just don't ask about the cutie mark.
Yeah, we were all trying to figure out what the cutie mark would be for that.
No, you know what the cutie mark
is
going to
be
for.
Would be for that. Yeah. But that was. I won the first round, didn't I? Yeah, I think I did.
You did. You were doing well. And I didn't get any.
We honestly,
I didn't get a hug.
Every time you'd get a card, you'd put a card down, you have to pick one that was crap, and then you'd get one that was like, oh, that would have worked for that one, but that won't work for the next one, you know?
Yeah, there just weren't enough funny cards. But, it's an incredibly offensive game, so.
Actually, I expect it to be worse than
I did. I kind of wonder if they didn't take some of the more offensive cards out.
I don't know, because I expected it to be much, much worse than that, but I thought it was just funny. Yeah. And I had to tell, I had to read the one about, can I say it or not?
Sure.
I don't know if it's bad. I had to read one about ripping a man's eyeballs out and putting his balls in his eyeball holes and putting his eyeballs where his balls should be.
Awesome. Well, I had a card that said dick fingers, so.
Was that you?
That was me.
The dick fingers was you.
I was dick fingers.
I thought you were going to get that one for sure.
No, I didn't. I didn't even win with dick fingers. I mean, that's that's pretty bad. I mean, I just completely sucked at that game.
No, it wasn't you. Just the cards you had weren't.
Cards were against
dick
me.
Dick fingers was pretty funny, though. I really thought that was going to win.
Dick fingers are always funny. Except when they're not. So, I didn't win.
You have to put a warning on this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have to. But, yeah, if you've never played the game, it's pretty raunch. Well, not as raunch as we expected.
Yeah, I don't think... He said he took out the really, really offensive ones.
Oh, there were worse ones?
Well, no, he said some of the ones that...
Oh, the racially insensitive.
Yeah, he took out, I think, some of those ones that were really
except
bad.
Except for Auschwitz. He left that in there. I don't know
no,
how...
No, I think on the black cards that you read from, he took out the ones that were too bad.
Okay.
No, he left those totally in there. I mean, we had some...
Yes, we had
doozies.
We had Auschwitz, dick fingers, and rape. Oh, and the glass ceiling. So, yes.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Anyway, so that was Cards Against Humanity. It was busy tonight. Cam almost punched a woman in the face in the elevator, but she deserved it.
She was horrible. I wanted to just, like, track her down.
I don't think she was an attendee. I think she was just in the hotel and sort of freaked out by all the
cosplayers. I don't know, but the door's up in the elevator and she's screaming, there's no room on this elevator, there's no room. Actually, you could have probably put two or three people in the elevator with them, but whatever. You could at least got one or two in there. And I'm like, okay, fine, no big deal, we'll wait for the next one. And the doors were almost closed, and I thought, the light turned off for the air to go up, so I pushed it again thinking, okay, well, the doors are closing, so it's going to pick another elevator. But they opened again. Okay, fine, that was my fault the first time because I thought it would close. The second time, I waited till the doors closed. I waited 2 or 3 seconds, and then I hit the button again, and the doors opened. And the woman's like, would you stop hitting that button? Would you stop hitting the button? And I was like, what am I supposed to do, lady? Wait till the door is closed, and then go to the elevator and press my ear against it to make sure that I hear that you and your whining are moving up the before I hit the button again. Yeah, before I hit the button again.
Yeah, she was.
I just wanted to hit it again just to wave at her, but I didn't.
She was very grumpy.
Tom pulled me away because he was afraid I was going to hurt someone.
That's okay. Then we went.
She's like, let's take the stairs, honey. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah, then we wound up like lost in the boiler room or something.
It wasn't the boiler room, but we had to get off another floor. But yeah, you're like dragging me away because you're like, come on, honey, let's go this way. And I'm like, let me at her.
But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Auschwitz.
Yeah, it was dick fingers. I felt, we were kind of like, I was kind of dreading the... Cards Against Humanity, because we never played it before, and I wasn't sure how that was.
You were flipping out much worse than I was.
No, I wasn't flipping out, but I mean, we're playing with a bunch.
You were
of,
very worried about.
Well, we're playing with a bunch of voice actors, and we're like.
And no, I felt bad because they can do all these funny voices.
Oh yeah, they were doing Mickey Mouse and Sean Connery.
Pinky
and
the Brain.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't do funny voices because I speak funny enough. My voice is already funny.
Cartoonist, not funny. I'm supposed to be funny, but I'm not terribly funny, so. So that was that, and it's like really freaking late. And they were joking it was gonna go until 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't think
the other two guys were very happy with that. They're like, we have things, we have plans, we can't be here until 5. So,
but, it was fun. So, tomorrow's the last day. It's a short day. I don't think we have any panels or anything like that.
No.
They were going to do a press thing, and they're not doing that now, so.
I don't think they are, because we aren't the voice actors. I'm serious. Yours is canceled, probably because you're not big enough for us to interview.
You're just cartoonists. We don't want to actually talk to you. But that's okay. So, yeah, it'll be a short day, and then we can go home.
Okay.
And I can put all this together and try to gather my thoughts.
Oh, and then we'll have new pages, because that one girl came to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, by the way, because you're probably listening to this.
Hi, by the way. Yeah, she was very, she kept coming back. We were doing one of our panels, and she kept coming back and looking for us because she caught up to the archives, and she's like, where are the new pages? And we're like, we have some. Really,
That's
we do.
That's a valid question.
It is a totally valid question. People, and we had an email, and I have to answer that email, but we've been here. Someone asked if we quit.
No, we didn't quit. No. You better answer them, so I know you didn't quit.
Yeah, I need to. No, we actually, like we said before, and we said on the page, that, we've been updating on Patreon, we just haven't been updating on the site yet, and we're
trying
to build a
buffer. On the second.
Yeah, it's gonna change. We're gonna start posting pages again. So, don't worry, we didn't die. It's all good.
Yeah, it's so. All good. Sorry, I'm falling asleep, so.
That's okay. So I think that's going to end day two.
Sorry, I'm still ticked off about that woman in the elevator. I was just immensely imagining smacking her. Sorry.
With dick fingers.
With dick fingers. Yelling Auschwitz. Auschwitz! Psh, Auschwitz, dick finger.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're in the car now. The convention's over. This is day three, and I know we've jumped around quite a bit, but we pretty much just record little sections here and there as we thought to record them, and I'll try to piece this together into a coherent podcast. But yeah, it's about 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, and it was a pretty good show.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah, actually, Sunday, I was really surprised, at least in the dealer room, it was much busier than I expected it to be. Usually, Sundays at most conventions are very, very slow, but it seemed like we actually had more people there, I think, grabbing last-minute
items. Yeah, because like, I know we've done other conventions. Sundays is a slow day. I mean, it's busier than Friday, but it's still pretty slow. And it was really busy. I think there was more people out on Sunday than Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there, because you know, a lot of the anime cons, people tend to come in for the weekend. They might have just spent you know, the first 2 days doing panels and kind of shopping for what they wanted, and then they made their decision. And they were buying right up until they announced that the dealer room was closing. People were just grabbing stuff. So yeah, it was good. It was a really good show. Great people. Their anime conventions tend to usually the you know staff are very very nice. And I think ZenkaiCon definitely had one of the nicer staffs we've ever.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt.
Yeah, Matt, our handler, who was absolutely awesome. Yeah, it was a really good show. I mean, I really can't say enough good things about it.
I know. It was very well organized, too. We were talking to other guests, and we were talking about how organized it was and how nice everybody was. And it just was really good. And, I mean, if you're just wanting to go to a show just to go to a show, I'm telling you, the show is awesome. It's besides the fact that they have the guests and they have really fun panels and they're really, really interesting and all kinds of variety, there is amazing dealer room and Artist Alley there. High quality stuff. Shout out to any of the Artist Alley International people that might have been there. I saw the AAIN sticker a couple places.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. That was awesome. Like, yay! So if anybody's listening to this from there, hi. But, it was cool, too, because we had people come back to our table today that had been like, oh, I read you, or I read you, and I'm going to go back and read more because I haven't read in a while. And people came over to ask us questions today about things. And if you're listening to this, hi. On the way out, it was funny, too. People were, like, stopping us. They're like, oh, you guys were great at Cards Against Humanity last night.
Yeah, I'm surprised people still remembered that. But they I mean, granted, it was just last night, but I didn't. Think I was.
I kind of stand out.
Well, yeah, Cam definitely stood out. She's the only woman on the.
No, I mean, normally, no. It's not hard to miss me.
With the red hair.
It's really bright.
But
you have the hat you had on last night. You're always wearing a hat.
So I'm always wearing a hat. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a really fun show. Definitely one of the better anime cons we've done. And again, what Cam said about people coming up and saying, hey, you know, I read your comic and now I'm going to get back into it. I almost feel like sometimes you need to make sure, as a webcomic creator, that you put in appearances just to kind of jog people's memory that you're still out there, you know. Because people tend to, you know, there's like an ebb and flow to readers, I think. And a lot of times they may catch up to the archives and then disappear for months at a time. And then, oh, I saw them at a convention. I'm going to go back and see, you know, where the comic's gone since I left off.
Yeah, or like, you know, life happens and people don't have time to read comics and they forget for a while. I'm like, oh, I wanted to read that. But yeah, we had, it was good. And a shout out again to Rebecca because she was there again today. And
yeah, Rebecca, she's very cool.
And she's going to be working on her own story and starting to work on that now. So she's going to be talking to us a couple times about that because she asked. And I said, that's fine. Yeah, anytime anybody has a question, we're more than happy to take a look at it and see if we can answer it or try to point you to somebody who can.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the people that attended the webcomics panel, like we said, a lot of them were very interested in, you know, seriously making their own comics. And then the world building panel.
That was just fun.
Yeah, that went pretty well. And
on the video for day two, you can check that out. There's like a minute worth of video or so of the world building panel. And I'm hoping she actually posted on YouTube like she said, because she took a bunch of video.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder. I mean, we really, to tell you the truth, we don't do a lot of conventions. I know there are some webcomic creators who are out there, like, it seems like every month or every other month that they're somewhere. We do, like, you know, we take Shadowbinders to maybe one or two conventions a year, and, you know, it's one of those things where if we would start doing more cons, I kind of wonder if we shouldn't tape some of the panels, you know, I don't know, because, you know, sometimes things happen that it would be cool to be able to share with our
I wish we had taped the world building one. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah, we tried to make it fun and show people that, you know, really, because a lot of people were on the fence. I mean, when they think about creating a world, they think it's a lot more difficult than it, you know, really is. I think just jumping in there and, you know, starting with some small details and building on that and building on that and building on that.
It's overwhelming, but it'd be two little steps.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we tried to do with people, and they had a lot of fun with it. We actually had, it's kind of funny, because we walked away from that panel. I'm like, yeah, you know what? This world actually would work in a game or something. You know, it would work.
It'd be fun. So we're on our way home now, and we missed our kids.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kyrie and Tristan. We missed them. We talked about them a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we don't do a lot of panels, is we don't like being away from our family. Or a lot of conventions, rather. We don't like being away from our family that long.
Yeah, we're pretty family-focused. So. Yeah. But, yeah, so it was good, and I can't wait to do another one.
Yeah, it was good.
And if any of you want us to come out to your conventions, we'd be more than happy to do so. Just have your convention people get a hold of us.
Yep. Yeah, we'd be busy, see if we can make it work.
Because I know other people have asked sometimes, well, why don't you come down to North Carolina, or why don't you come down here? Well, we'd love to. So if you want us to come, you know, ask your conventions to see if they could bring us in, or contact us and see if we can come down. And
yeah, if we know enough ahead of time. I mean, we've pretty much stuck to the East Coast. I mean, we don't usually venture too far, because, again, we don't do a whole lot of conventions, and with the family, we don't like to be gone, you know, too long. But
We'll try some.
So
that wraps up. I'm gonna be Tom. That wraps up this section, this third day of the Shadowbinders podcast. As always, I'm Cambria Pratt.
And I'm Tom Pratt.
Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support.